The Murthy Law Firm has been clarifying U.S. immigration laws and procedures for foreign nationals since 1994. Please listen to copyright information and restrictions at the end of this recording.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Immigration Insider. I'm Aaron Finkelstein, your go-to immigration attorney from Murthy Law Firm with 25 years of experience. Today, we're diving into the latest policy changes for non-immigrant visas at U.S. consulates in India. Okay, let's get to it. First up, starting May 2nd, 2025, many U.S. consulates, including those right in India, are strictly enforcing a new rule. You must submit your DS-160 form at least 2 business days before your scheduled interview. The DS-160 barcode on your confirmation page must also exactly match the one linked to your appointment. If there's a mismatch, you likely won't be permitted to attend your interview, and you'll need to reschedule using the correct DS-160 confirmation number. My advice for applicants, submit your DS-160 well in advance, give yourself ample time, and before you head to the consulate, triple check that barcode match on your confirmation page. This one step can save you major headaches. Next up is on February 18th, 2025, the Department of State tightened interview waiver eligibility. Now, for most visa renewals, you only qualify for a waiver if your previous visa expired less than 12 months ago. This is a significant shift from the prior 48-month window. This change means a substantial increase in applicants requiring in-person interviews, which naturally means longer wait times at U.S. consulates in India for appointments. What does this mean for you? If you're renewing your visa, immediately verify your eligibility under the new 12-month rule. Don't assume you'll get a waiver. Instead, plan on attending an in-person interview and book your appointment as early as possible to account for these increased demands. Also, a critical update for our students and exchange visitors. As of May 27th, the Department of State has instructed U.S. embassies and consulates, including those in India, to temporarily pause adding any new FM and J visa appointment capacity. This pause is due to enhanced social media and security vetting procedures that are still being developed. While existing appointments are generally being honored, new applicants may face delays in securing interview slots. The State Department's website still says a commitment to ensure that you get an appointment and if you're qualified, a visa in time to start classes. But if you're an aspiring student or exchange visitor, this is big. Continuously monitor the official U.S. consulate's website in India and travel.state.gov for real-time updates and appointment availability. The situation is also very dynamic, so you can also check for updates on Murthy.com, where we'll try to break down any changes and developments to put it in clear and concise language for you to use. Finally, since January 1st of 2025, the U.S. Embassy in India has clarified its rescheduling process. If you need to reschedule your non-immigrant visa appointment for any reason, you'll be able to do that one time without forfeiting your applicant fee. If you miss your appointment or reschedule it more than once, you'll be required to pay a new visa fee. This policy is meant to streamline the process. Now remember, U.S. Mission to India issues over 1 million non-immigrant visas in 2024 alone, so the demand is really high, so constant rescheduling will create substantial additional delays. Just keep that in mind. That's the latest from India's U.S. consulates. These changes are shaping visa processing, so plan ahead and join Murthy Law Firm community for exclusive updates. I'll see you all in the next video.
This is a free service. The content is the protected, copyrighted property of the Murthy Law Firm. Learn about our firm, how to engage our services, and more at www.murthy.com.